This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. It's Resource Centre and it's Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with June Yap, who's director and co-founder of the Brand Image International Malaysia School of Pageantry, the first and only dedicated school of pageantry in the country that offers also the first ever university-endorsed professional pageantry certification program. So June herself has won several pageants. But do let us know, June, a welcome. Why did you decide to start the school?
Hi, good afternoon, Freda. Thank you very much. I'm very glad and excited to be in this, BFM radio station today. And yes, to answer the question, allow me to share a little bit about my journey. You know, how did I end up where I am today? Well, essentially, in summary, I used to be working in a corporate environment close to 14 years. I started off my journey as a sales and marketing rep in one of the world's largest pharmaceutical company for 8 years. I repping, you know, and I used to sell medication products to the doctors, the medical practitioners in the
You're
hospital.
A drug pusher.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, of course, from there, I started on my journey. I would say it's quite different, my career path. So, you know, just to share a little bit. Basically, you know, from sales, I moved on to training in the same company. So I started selling, I started teaching and coaching sales reps as well as sales managers. And of course, my passion and my, you know, dreams and aspiration has actually moved on from, you know, becoming a marketing person into, you know, empowering and coaching young graduates as well as person like myself. So moving on, the last 7 years, yeah, right after as I moved on from Pfizer, I moved on to, I would say, HR and talent management and training. So from there, my passion continued to grow and deepen, you know, as I progress in that journey. You know, I really, really love to see women growing from...
Blossoming.
That's right, the word, blossoming. Correct. Okay. Yeah, so it's really, really dear to my heart because even myself, as I've seen myself grow, you know, in my journey and I progress and I really, really do... look up and, you know, when I see women going into the leadership positions, it's not easy. Mm. You know, looking at myself, I am a mother, you know, of an 11-year-old boy, and it's not easy to balance between work, you know, as well as your personal aspirations, as well as career and family. So essentially, how I actually stumbled, I would say stumbled, you know, into the journey of pageantry because being in a corporate environment, very little would I have actually know that I would actually be where I am today. It's just my passion and my, you know, my goals and dreams is really to be a personal, a coach, you know, for women, you know, in the future. So it is really essentially just a journey, a beginning, I would say now. So I would say... I started, I'm someone who actually enjoy learning new things every year. So I do take out a lot of certification, knowing the fact that I started off as a marketing person. Move into HR is quite a big
change.
Change. So I've been taking up lots of certification in training and HR. And I decided 2 years ago to take up, in that particular year, modeling, catwalk, you know, because it's something that's different and something that's fun, something that, you know, does... I would say have a tune or bring me to different dimension from the corporate world. I still meet ladies, lots of ladies, young age, you know, and also homemakers. And from there, actually, I realized that, hey, actually, I can walk. Okay. But it's not easy.
Right.
It takes lots of practice, you know, to carry that 5-inch heels, 6-inch heels. What,
on top of your, what, 5'10"?
Yeah. No, on top of myself, I'm only 5'8½".
Only. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Nevertheless, you know, as I actually took part, I know I took a course with Amateur Academy, and you know, I felt that my confidence actually grew after I took up, you know, the modeling class, and I believe that from there, my interest has actually moved on, and I found out that I could actually that's what we call a Mrs. Pageant.
Right.
Yeah. So I was like wondering, maybe I could give it a try and, you know, learn something different. Maybe I could get something out of it, you know, in terms of getting to know more women, you know, apart from the corporate environment. So little did I know, I would say a year ago, I participated in a Mrs. Malaysia World 2015. And the journey has actually changed and transformed me inside out. I would say it really did. You know, putting aside the fact that the perception from, you know, everybody, perception from mass audience, even myself, before I took part, you know, I was like, I had the perception that, you know, it's probably just all about beauty, mm-hmm. you know, joining a pageant. But, you know, for me, I just wanted to explore and find out what is it like, you know, in the world of pageantry.
And you won that, right?
Yeah. I won second runner-up uh-huh. for Mrs. Malaysia World 2015, October last year. And this year, I got appointed, you know, to be the champion for the winner for Mrs. Borneo World 2015. Mm-hmm. And of course, moving on, I represented Malaysia in March 2016, this year, at Dongguan, China. And I would say that really changed the whole perspective, you know, my whole perspective about beauty pageant. Mm. And it really transformed me inside out. That was the whole journey, I would say, for 8 months.
Okay.
You know?
So some people say, hey, there are too many beauty pageants. What are your thoughts around that?
Well, essentially, yes, there is many, many pageants blossoming out, you know, you know, coming up. Just allow me to share a little bit based on what, as much as I knew, yeah, over my experience. Basically, there is two types, you know, I would say three categories. There is Miss and the Misses. And inside the Misses category, there is the Misses who are, you know, aged between probably 26 to 45. And mm-hmm. we have the classic category as well.
Okay. classic
category, which is 46 to...
I'm almost classical.
Freda, you're still young.
Always.
Yeah. Okay. So for the classic category, which is, you know, 45 to 65 years old. So if you were to ask me that question, yes, there is. Miss has been around for many, many, many decades. Yeah. And Misses too. But of recent years, the Misses pageants have actually sprouted and blossomed a lot. Mm. And I would say it is for good reason. And since, you know, right after I've participated in a pageant myself, I think it is a very good initiative and things that's happening in Malaysia. Because it really does help, number one, elevate the confidence, self-confidence. Number one, that's the most important thing of any women, young age, even teenagers, all the way to mothers and grandmothers, you know, who participates in the pageant. It takes lots of courage,
yeah.
Freda. I personally feel it takes lots of courage because I myself, being a trainer, you know, in my past, you know, journey, corporate environment, it takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of courage every day to be able to stand in front of people and to deliver a training and to convince and inspire. So nevertheless, needless to say, any young age girls who have no experience before to speak in public, even for mothers who are homemakers to elderly mothers, you know, to be able to sing, perform a talent, to give a speech, you know?
Yeah. And I think one of the things as well, like a lot of the pageants is usually catered to towards the younger group. And I guess when you're older, there's still a lot of opportunities, but always the competition is always to a certain age. And so now, I guess the horizons have been opened up as well. Okay, the school is also a sponsor for several upcoming pageants. And you're a pageant coach there. What are the pageants that the school is a sponsor for, upcoming ones?
Well, we have the BII Malaysia School of Pageantry have recently sponsored a few. I would say Mrs. Asia International Grand Finals that was held in June this year. This particular pageant is actually, I would say, international, where we have 13 countries, you know, delegates, contestants coming over to Malaysia, hosted by, I think, Datin Sharon too. Mm-hmm. And of course, the recent one that we have sponsored is Miss Chinese Cosmos 2016 Southeast Asia, which is hosted by White Fairy. Well, essentially, this is actually Miss, yeah, with 5 countries participating. And of course, there are several others which I'm currently sponsoring as a pageant coach, which is Miss Malaysia Petite World. Mm-hmm. Miss and Mrs. Malaysia Petite World. And Miss Chinese Chi Pao. This is organized by, I think, MMK Kabaya. And the most recent one is, I think this particular pageant is new in Malaysia. It's the first pageant, which is Mrs. Malaysia Superstar.
Okay.
Which I find is really interesting because of the title itself, a lot of pageants in Malaysia are, you know, there's no such word as a superstar. Yes. So this particular pageant is really helped to, you know, help mothers, married women to be able to bring up within themselves, shine within themselves the talent that they have. So that's the primary focus of this particular pageant. So essentially, being a pageant coach, sponsoring all this event is really to be able to connect with a lot more women of different different categories. Right. Like I mentioned just now, there's petite. So why we decided to sponsor various these few selected pageants. These few selected pageants is really essentially because of the audiences that they actually recruit, you know, the contestants. Like petite, you know, essentially, Freda, you know, when we're young, we always see all the tall ladies on the, you know, TV screen and, you know, etc. So having Miss and Mrs. Petite will actually open up another horizon, another door for a lot of women who have actually dreamed since young. Right. Oh, I love to be on the platform. But
I understand also there's a Miss Kebaya?
Yes, Kebaya as well. Miss and Mrs. Malaysia Kebaya, which is actually organized by Mr. Jason He, the organizer for this. It has been in the market since for the last 6 years,
right,
if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So and this also opened up to Malay market.
Right. Okay, because they're usually quite restricted, and I guess with Kebaya.
Correct. So essentially,
All Malaysians
and who are Malays, Muslims, they can actually essentially participate because this is a very culturally inclined pageant.
And it's endorsed by the
Ministry of Tourism, Malaysia.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty exciting, you know, having different pageants that we are sponsoring, which allows me, you know, and my team in the school to be able to participate and, you know, to meet up with lots of women and girls.
All right. So we'll talk a little bit more about the course that you offer, the certification program, and your work as a pageant coach. I'm here with June Yap from the Brand Image International Malaysia School of Pageantry. You're listening to Her Vantage and Resource Centre. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon, this is Frida Liu. It's Resource Centre. It's Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. We're talking about the world of pageants. June Yap here with me, director and co-founder of the Brand Image International Malaysia School of Pageantry, and it's the first and only dedicated school of pageantry in the country with the first ever university-endorsed professional pageantry certification program, and this is tied up with OUM, right? So when you go through this program, right, what will the students learn in the certification program?
Regarding the programs that we offer, essentially any student who is a beginner, you know, irregardless of age, they have no experience totally in the pageantry world, they will definitely benefit a lot from the program because it does cover from A to Z of pageantry. If you name it from a head to toe, any women who wish to be to transform themselves before and after kind of a makeover internally from inner to the outer. So to name a few, the lessons that we actually do cover is we do cover mindset and motivation because number one, this first lesson, every woman that through my personal experience, it is a very, very mind-boggling, very tough. It actually challenges the mind because there's so many things that we need to do, from makeup to looking good to having a pageant-ready body means you have to be fit, to carrying a 5-inch heels, to be able to know how to pose in front of a camera, to walk on a stage, and to be able to speak, to be able to answer Q&As, and to be able to perform, and, you know, to meet sponsors and to, you know, promote yourself, to sell yourself that you are the winning queen material. So mindset and motivation is really important.
I think that's key because you can put on the external side, and if you don't have the confidence inside, that's going to be a, you know, tough.
Correct. One. Yes. And of course, moving on from the head, the mind, we move on to the face, of course, the exterior, everything about skincare management to makeup, to hairstyling. Skincare is essentially important because being a beauty queen or in the journey, any contestant or any students would have to put on makeup every day. It will actually essentially make the skin look dull and tired if you do not have a very, disciplined and a basic skincare regime that they do, you know, every day. So, of course, that's four lessons already talking about, you know, image. And moving on is wardrobe, you know, being a contestant and probably later on a winning queen, you need to be able to showcase the elegance within oneself. You know, you need to be able to know how to dress up. You can't just be saying, oh, I'm the winning queen, and people say, oh, you know, the way she dressed, and does she have, you know, fashion sense, you know, to be a beauty queen. So, of course, when we talk about wardrobe, we also talk about daily wardrobe, you know, to business, to even on stage, you know, when you're doing your competition and also your, I would say, appearances for charity dinners and many dinners or invitations that you've been invited, they will learn how to choose and identify the right gowns.
Right.
Yeah, right that costumes that to wear.
That enhances who you are.
Correct. For various events, you know. So they will learn that lessons as well. And of course, one of the important one is catwalk. How do you, you know, do a pageantry catwalk? Because they would learn what's the difference between a modeling catwalk, you know, to runway catwalk, to a pageantry environment catwalk.
So after they finish this course, okay, the goal is obviously to take part in pageants. How else do you think this course will benefit them after?
Okay, well, very good question, Freda. Even after, so that's why, you know, what would benefit a student who become a beauty queen later on? This course actually does comprehensive. There are a few other courses, lessons that I've not mentioned yet, which is, you know, teaching them how to look for sponsors. Because essentially, participating in a pageant competition is not cheap. You know, you will need to have a lot of money or investments on oneself, the student themselves and the contestants. So, you know, everything from head to toe, makeup, you know, you need to buy
jewelry, clothes,
accessories, your gowns, your shoes, and then your skincare, and then everything from head to toe that you need to buy products for yourself, it involves money. And, you know, sometimes doing charity as well. So another thing that we'll teach is having a charitable heart. And we will also teach them how to do personal branding. You know, personal branding today is a very big word. You know, talking about how to brand yourself physically when you meet people, all the way till, you know, social media, how do you actually personal brand yourself? Because eyes is on you the moment you become a celebrity beauty queen, you know, quote unquote, open and close inverted comma. So basically, this is what we actually do cover. And yeah, that's about it.
Okay. I guess if life after pageantry, whether they go into business and all these sort of things will help them?
Oh, yes. Of course, why would one individual consider taking up a professional pageantry certification that's endorsed by a university? Essentially, what we do, the benefits, right? There's two things that I would share. One is, what can you do after becoming a, you know, a queen? And of course, the benefits of taking up the course. So let's start with taking, you know, the benefits of taking up this course. For me personally, I realized that, you know, it is the before, during and after itself, we need a lot of support and mentorship, or maybe some advice as well. You know, how do we move on from there? So our school, we actually provide lifetime mentorship. We also provide, I would say, this membership, lifetime membership discounts by the partners. Means from head to toe, just now that I've mentioned, all the things that a student or even a contestant would need the support, like clothes, you know, accessories. So the school have actually formed affiliations and partnership with various brands and various partnership with all these vendors, you know, and brands to be able to support, you know, these students or beauty queens, you know, who became a beauty queen later on through the school. And they would have personal coaching opportunities with me as well as other coaches in the school. So those are the few various benefits that we will provide, the support system, you know, to ensure that the beauty queens are able to be able to successfully
transition into normal life.
Yes, and correct. And of course, you say, what can they actually become, you know, or move on being a beauty queen? Well, there are many, many reasons. I've met many girls, even myself, through the journey, and also transitioning, being a judge sometimes and coaching some girls in various pageants. We do know and notice that a lot of women or girls want to participate in a beauty pageant for many reasons. One is, you know, they would like to have a pathway into modeling career, to be an MC, TV host, to start their own boutique, you know, clothes, you know, accessories, even skincare, skincare boutiques or parlor. Some beauty queens actually, they walk into this path, you know, for that reason. Some, they just want to really sincerely want to boost their self-confidence and take it as a personal development, you know, especially for homemakers. I do see that there has been lots of transformation happening.
Right.
You know, for a lot of women, be it young age, older age or mid age, you know.
And I get it. You know, sometimes, you know, first of all, you got to believe internally. And then, of course, that gets translated outside. And sometimes you have to look at yourself, transform externally to believe, hey, it is possible inside. So I guess it does work that way. How much is this course?
Okay, for our professional pageantry certification, we actually charge it at $6,888, which offers is for the lessons, and of course on top of that the benefit is actually justifiable with lifetime mentorship by the pageant coach and coaches that is partnering with the school, and lifetime membership discounts.
What's the next intake, by the way?
Oh, the next intake would actually be sometime in September.
Okay.
Yeah, as long, you know, we have already many, quite a number of inquiries and students, you know, inquiring about the course, and they're really interested and signing up for the course.
Okay. So, you know, having participated in many pageants and starting this school, right, what skills, of course, you're going through all these things from the mindset to the external and all that. What skills do you feel Malaysian women need to improve on, or there's one area, you know, you offer all that, but there's a one area that we lack or don't have the confidence in, you know, is there one thing?
Well, personally, through my observation and experience, when it comes to one thing, really is that make us any Malaysian woman to be able to stand out in a pageantry competition really is the stage presence and the ability to be able to communicate, you know, well. I mean, as in like to express themselves well publicly or even conversationally with any judges or any people that they meet.
Right.
That actually really brings out and shine a woman inside out.
The communication skills.
Correct.
At the end of the day, I mean, you can be packaged so nicely and then you open your mouth.
Yes, Freda. That's really one true grab that one of the most important.
Okay, one of the most important elements. All right. You know, so it's very insightful for me about the pageantry world. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to June Yap from Brand Image International Malaysia School of Pageantry. You've been listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.